Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, we are going to talk about the topic of judgment. All right, so let's talk about this topic of judgment. Very, very critical topic for doing deep levels of personal development. So I'm very excited to break into this one and crack it wide open. What is judgment and why should we care about it? Why is it good? Why is it bad? And what can we do about being overly judgmental? So let's talk about that for a second. Ultimately, let's get an understanding of what judgment is. Judgment, when you judge someone or something or some situation or yourself, ultimately, what's going on there is that your mind is bifurcating the world. It's splitting it apart. It's putting arbitrary divisions into a reality that is ultimately undivided. So what's going on here is that you're seeing something in reality that you either like or dislike, and you start to label it, and usually the labels are good and bad. So you look at things in the world, and you judge them, you evaluate them. It could be a person, it could be that person's appearance, it could be that person's behavior, it could be that person's philosophy or politics or religion. It could be what that person does with his life, the lifestyle they choose to live. Or it could be a thing. You could look at a car and judge it as being pretty or ugly. Or you could look at a building, or you could look at your computer, or you could look at any number of inanimate objects, or even animate objects for that matter, animals. The next thing that you could judge is you could judge situations, circumstances of life, maybe situations that you find yourself in, things that are really gripping you and troubling you and problematic. Maybe it's a legal case that you have, maybe it's some problem with the IRS, maybe it's the bill collectors that are after you. Or maybe it's a nice situation that you have. Maybe it's a nice relationship that you're in, or a marriage that is going to go forward, or a graduation, or some sort of ceremony. So those are situations that you could be judging. And then, of course, the most important thing that you judge is yourself, right? So many of us go through life judging ourselves constantly. Every little thing that we're doing, obviously the big things that we're doing, but even the little micro things that you are doing in your life, you're judging yourself for those. You're telling yourself, this is good, this is good, this is bad, and you're making these kinds of evaluations. So what's going on here, and why is this happening? Well, basically what's happening is that you are using your mind, and you're using it for its survival mode, right? Your mind has evolved to help you survive in this world. And it's not really interested about your happiness, it's more interested about your survival and your reproduction. So your mind is always on the lookout, putting valuations on things and situations and people to make sure that they're in line with your survival, maximum fitness, you're trying to maximize your fitness. And you're always looking around and you're judging things. And you're looking at stuff and you're saying, you know, is that useful to me? Or is that thing more useful to me? What's the relative usefulness of these things? Or maybe you see something and it's completely useless to you and so you disregard it. Or you label it as bad. Or you label it as good. What is good and bad? Good and bad don't exist out in reality. Reality just is. It's neutral. It's completely neutral. You might think that good and bad exist. You might think that there's someone out there who's really truly bad. And there might be certain things that are really truly good. That's not the case. That's your mind. Those are thoughts that are creating this division within a reality that's ultimately undivided. Now, the problem with judgment is that if you go around judging things constantly, all the time, people, situations, things, and yourself, then you're going to be living a very miserable type of existence. You probably know someone like this in your life. Maybe a parent, maybe a close or distant friend, maybe somebody at work. You know that guy or that girl who is always looking at situations and always criticizing them, always finding fault with something. There's always something wrong. Something is not quite as they want it. It's not as it ought to be. And you know those types of people, right? They're critics, they're cynics. The problem with that kind of way of living life is that you simply can't be happy with that. Judgment and happiness, they really cannot coexist. Because happiness is just being content in the moment and being satisfied with how things are, whereas judgment is the opposite of that. It's making divisions and telling yourself that things ought to be different. When things always ought to be different, then what that means is that that puts you into a certain kind of like struggle and resistance with life. That means that you have to change stuff. That means things are not perfect. Things are not right. And so you have to go out there and you have to work and like fix things, and people have to fix things for you in order to suit you. Living your life like this, it's really a losing game. It's a game that's rigged against you. You might think, well, but Leo, you know, what's wrong with judging things good and bad? I mean, clearly certain things are bad for me, bad for my life, so it's appropriate to judge those as bad things. And certain things are great for my life, and it's appropriate to judge those as good things. For example, a relationship, a nice relationship, I would judge that as good. And something like, you know, someone coming and burglarizing my house while I'm out on vacation, we would call that bad. So isn't that pretty obvious, common sense kind of stuff? Here's the problem, is that you take it from that, and you take it and then you keep going and going and going. It's where it leads you. It's like the slippery slope. And this is what's happening, is that you're thinking that you're always going to be able to get the good, right? The problem is that when you're making these divisions of good versus bad, what you're doing, not only are you not being true to reality, let's even forget that argument for a second, but what you're doing there is that you're always then on the lookout for what's better, right? What's better. So if one car is pretty and another car is ugly, then you're not going to want the ugly car, you're going to want the pretty car. And then if this car is pretty, then the other car that you see tomorrow might be even prettier, might be even nicer, so it's even better. So now relative to these two new cars, this old one that you had, that one is bad, this new one is good. And then the next day, you might see an even better car, a car that you like even more, it's got even more features, it's got even better gas mileage, or whatever you look for in a car, better performance, looks more beautiful, can seat more people. Now you have an even better car. And now this car that you thought was the best, suddenly now that's a bad car. There's even a better car. And now you see where this is going. It's going into a never-ending cycle of looking for something better. And what this leads to is this leads to endless action. Action, 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 and no real end, no satisfaction. You are that hamster that's chasing a piece of cheese in a wheel, and you're just running and running around in that wheel your whole life. And so when you become very critical, when you become very judgmental, and you're judging things all the time as good and bad, people, things, situation, yourself, then you're never going to be satisfied. It's a big game. You trick yourself and you tell yourself, well, if only I get a little bit of this good stuff and I get a little bit rid of all this bad stuff, then I'll be happy. But honestly, it's the mindset that you're coming at it from. If you train up that kind of mindset, then even if we give you all the best stuff in the world, what are you going to do? You're going to wake up the next morning and you're going to start using that divisionary mind that you've developed over the years. You're going to use that divisionary mind to, again, within all the good stuff, you're going to start finding faults. You're going to start to nitpick stuff. And it just becomes a huge trap. So one thing you got to do is you got to start to notice how much you're judging things. This is a very unconscious activity that's going on. You might see someone walking down the street as you're driving on your way to work, or you're driving back home, and you just might see someone with some weird haircut or some weird shirt, and you just spontaneously judge that person. You know, make some sort of judgment. Ah, his shirt, it's ugly. Oh, that car is awful. Or that person over there said something rude and he's a bad person. Or that idea that someone is talking about, that's a stupid idea. So you're always going through and you're doing this. And when you do this, ultimately what happens is that you become very dissatisfied internally, and it becomes very toxic. You might know these types of people. These types of people, they become very toxic, and then it's very hard to be in a relationship with them, or it's very hard to have them as a friend, because literally their toxicity will infect you. And these types of people will tend to attract other types of toxic people, and they'll form these toxic kind of bubbles. And you do not want to get trapped into that, nor do you want to be one of these toxic people. So what do we do about this? Well, first of all, recognize the ideal situation. The ideal situation is to be with reality as it is. Reality is neutral, and you want to ideally treat it as such. Treat it as neutral. Stop assigning all these labels. These labels is something that your mind is creating. These are thoughts, right? These are thoughts, just labels. You're sticking labels on stuff. You see an object, you stick a label on it. You see a person, you slap a label on it. And all of a sudden, your reality is filled with these labels, and you think that these labels are very real, and these labels will then start to influence your behaviors, your thought patterns, and then your feelings and your mood. Ultimately, you want zero judgment in your life. You got to become very conscious of how much judgment you're doing, and then you want to have to kind of start to retrain yourself slowly to unhook from that, to stop all the judging. All right, so the next point I wanted to make is about self-actualization and judgment. So if you watched my self-actualization video, which you should, it's titled Self-Actualization, I go into a deep definition, Abraham Maslow's definition of what a self-actualized human being is. This is basically the greatest potential that you can unleash within yourself. And a self-actualized person, one of the features, there are many characteristics, but one of the characteristics is that self-actualized person, he is not judging things all the time. He's not coming at reality with a valuation mindset. A valuation mindset is when you look at an object or a thing or a situation or a person, and your relationship to it is distorted because you look at it through a selfish set of lenses, right? I want you to notice this. This is a bit of a freaky experience when you go out and you start to notice yourself doing this, because it happens unconsciously. Notice that when you're in a relationship with an object or a person or a situation, a lot of times what's happening there is that you're coming at it from what's in it for me, right? What's in it for me? So you might be typing on your keyboard, and all of a sudden you get mad at your keyboard because it malfunctions and your computer's malfunctioning. And now you get upset, and you look at that keyboard not as an object in the world, not as part of reality, not as a marvel of human engineering or anything like that. You look at it as purely a means to accomplish something for yourself, right? That keyboard is a means to go and search something online, or to watch some video, or to write an email, or do something else. But you're not really treating that object in its entirety. And so this creates a very subtle but also significant dysfunction within your life, is when you start to treat objects and things and people just in a relationship where, you know, it's what can you do for me? What is this object doing for me? What is this situation doing for me? And is it doing what I want it to do? Is it advancing my survivability? Is it advancing my happiness? If you come at life like this, you're never going to be happy, because you're always going to be able to find stuff that is not doing what you want it to be doing. And you're always going to be constantly dissatisfied. And in fact, there's a really deep pleasure that you can get when you drop all that, when you drop all the thoughts and all the judgments and the criticism, and you just kind of be, right? You be with the object. You be with the situation without needing anything from it. You know, maybe your computer is malfunctioning. Take a second and just like be with it without expecting anything from it. See how that changes that situation. It can be a pretty powerful thing. This is something that you have to work towards as you're becoming more self-actualized, because ultimately self-actualized people are very good at this. This is where they're deriving a lot of their strength and their happiness from. It's just being with reality, letting it be. Well, I want you to really start to notice that as you're going through life, you're making a lot of what I call micro judgments. So up to this point, we've really been talking about macro judgments. These are obvious judgments that you make of people. You know, someone cuts you off, you think that he's an asshole. Obvious kind of judgment. So obviously you want to cut that out. Or someone says something at work that you don't quite like and you judge him for it. Those are obvious things. Less obvious is the judgments that you make of situations and objects. And this is happening on a subconscious level almost every second of your life. Here's an example. You might, for example, go and decide that you want to cook some dinner. So you go, and what do you do? Well, you pull out a plate, and maybe you pull out some utensils and some silverware. Then maybe you open your fridge. And as you're going through that process, you're making little judgments. You're not just being and you're not just doing, but you're analyzing and criticizing. So maybe you pull out that plate and you look at that plate and you look at the plate and you see it as something, as a utility to you, right? Oh, this plate, this is a little bit too small. Let me grab that bigger plate. This plate is no good. I need a bigger plate because I'm making a big salad. Okay, so you grab a big plate. Now you got a big plate. Now you think to yourself, okay, I need to put some stuff on this plate. So you open the fridge and you're looking through the fridge. And already as you're looking through the fridge, you're analyzing, you're judging. You might be criticizing and you might be saying, oh, okay, that tomato right there, that's no good. I'm not interested in tomato right now. Damn it, I wish I would have bought some lemons. I don't have any lemons right now. Okay, so that's not going to work. And you just kind of like go through and then maybe you spot something that you like. You spot some, let's say you spot some spinach. Okay, some spinach. So you grab that and you tell yourself, oh, spinach, good. That's healthy. So you pull it out. See, as you're going through and doing that, you're not really being in reality. What you're being is you're being in your own mind, in your own head, going through all these thoughts and all this bullshit. And if you live your life like this, then you become very, very neurotic. You rob yourself a lot of power, and basically you can never be satisfied. So I want you to start to notice these little judgments that you're making. A great example of this is, have you ever been like out in nature, maybe hiking, seeing a beautiful sunset or a sunrise? And you just were out in nature, maybe it's like some picturesque view, and you see the sun setting through the clouds, and the sunbeams are shining through the clouds, and it's just beautiful, it's orange and purple and all this, and you're just kind of standing there, and you're just kind of transfixed by it all. And you take it in, and it feels beautiful, it feels nice, it feels very peaceful and calm, and you feel like you're one with the world, you're one with reality. Well, the reason that that's actually happening, the reason that that's making you very fulfilled inside and content is because you are dropping all those judgments. Now, you might think that, well, it's a beautiful scene. That's why. It's because of the beauty of the scene. You know, that's something very majestic that I rarely get to see. That's not actually why you're enjoying it so much. That makes it a little bit easier for you to drop the judgments. But the reason you're really enjoying that situation is simply because the beauty of that lets you drop the needing of anything. And when you're standing there in relationship to that sunset, you're not trying to gauge that sunset's value to you. You're not trying to get anything from the sunset. You're just there and you're experiencing it. And that experience is an end in itself. It just is. And you just are. And that's a beautiful thing. And that makes you joyful inside. And so that's what you got to start to cultivate more in your day-to-day life. It doesn't require a sunset or some beautiful scenery or traveling overseas to experience that. You can start to experience that right here, right now, with more mundane parts of your life. So the take-home here, the exercise that I'm going to give you, is an exercise on mindfulness. I actually have a video that talks about how to do proper mindfulness. It's called Mindfulness. You might want to search for that. It'll be a nice companion here. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to be very mindful over the next few days of how you're making both big macro judgments and little micro judgments. I want you to be mindful, just conscious of it. Don't judge yourself. Don't try to stop yourself from making these judgments. Just notice. Notice yourself judging. What do you judge? Cars, people, situations, things, yourself, what you're doing with yourself. Start to notice that. Start to notice how you're in relationship with objects and things and people, expecting something, expecting utility, putting valuations on different things, saying that this is good, this is a little bit better, this is worse. Notice yourself doing that and notice how it's affecting you. Notice how it's affecting the quality of your day-to-day experience. Just notice. Don't try to stop it. Don't try to control it. If you do this and you stay conscious for the next few days and you try this out, you're going to have some realizations. You might even have an epiphany or two as you notice yourself putting all these labels on reality. And you're going to notice just how artificial that is. That's not natural. That's artificial to your neurotic mind. All right, so that's going to be a powerful exercise which will start to get you more aware of how much you're judging things and start to turn things around for you, all right? And then feel free to continue using that in the future. The more mindful you are of how much you're judging, the less you're going to be judging. So that's a really good way to start to tackle and to turn this thing around. All right, this is Leo. I'm going to be signing off. That's what I have to say about judgment. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. Leave me some feedback. Go ahead and like this, share this. Click the like button right now if you would, if you like this. And of course, I'm going to send you over to actualize.org to sign up to my newsletter. My newsletter, I'm releasing it every single week with new articles, new videos, other releases that I'm going to have planned for you guys real soon here. And the whole point of the website and the newsletter is so that you can stay up to date with how to become more self-actualized. How do you take your psychology and start to tune it in a way which increases your happiness to the maximum and which does it in a way that creates an awesome, extraordinary level of satisfaction and performance in your life? So both internal happiness, but also external success. How do you do that? What I found is that to do that successfully, you need to start to work on your mindsets. And to work effectively on your mindsets, you need to be consistent with it, right? I really want to turn you into a hobbyist of personal development. This is what this is, personal development. And the best way to do that is to just keep it on the back of your mind all the time, right? This is something that you do in your life as you're going to work, as you're going to the gym, and as you're hanging out with your friends. You can be thinking about this stuff, and you should be following up with it every single week. And to do that, sign up to the newsletter because I'm releasing free stuff all the time. We've got awesome bonuses and goodies just for signing up right now, exclusive video series and other stuff. You can check that out by going there and signing up. So that's something that you really want to get on board with, right? If this video resonated with you, sign up so that you can get other videos that will keep you moving up and up and up. Make sure that your growth is continuing. Because if you don't watch this stuff, if someone is not reminding you of this stuff, then it's just going to fall off your radar. You're going to forget about it, and you're not going to get the kind of growth and success in life that you really deserve. So go ahead and sign up right now.